Please turn off your mobile phones.
Hello, yeah. Yeah, that's me. Go for it.
Okay, let me introduce you Michael Meeks, and his talk is LibreOffice Turns 10 and What's Next. Please, after Michael finished his presentation, don't run away and wait until question session ends. Thank you. Michael?
Thank you very much. Excellent. So, you know, I'd love to encourage you to all move closer and enjoy the proximity of being next to each other in this lovely auditorium, but perhaps not this time. Anyway, so this is what I'm going to talk about, so I won't tell you about that. Here we go. So, 10 years, or 20 years. Amusingly, LibreOffice has been growing in conjunction with FOSDEM for 20 years, and so we're very just thrilled to be able to celebrate our 10th or 20th, depending how you look at it, or 35th anniversary at the same time that FOSDEM is, so just fantastic. And, 45, 35? It's a long time, 1985. Yeah, 35 years. So Marco Burries, a wonderful guy, a teenager working in his garage. You have to be careful about garages. You know, don't go in. You may come out with an office suite, you know. So he releases this, and at this stage, this time, it's really just a word processor, star writer. But it gets the dibs, you know. It beats Microsoft Office by, you know, nearly 5 years. So that's all good. This is the 93 version, and just a word processor. And you need to understand the world at this time. All sorts of interesting things were happening. So a spreadsheet was created, which was called Quattro Pro. I don't know if you know why. But Lotus created something called 1-2-3. And so Borland created something called 4, which was, you know, it was a friendly time. And we lived in a diverse industry, not dominated by one monopoly, which was fantastic. At this point, Lotus was suing Borland about the structure, sequence, and organization of menus. So, you know, nothing like today, obviously. So these are some great quotes from Philip Kahn, the Borland co-founder, you know, prehistoric, anything 20 years old and over. I don't know if any of you are over 20, but I am, and it's good to know that the facelift isn't going to do it, you know. But Philip was particularly interested and a good exemplar of the excitement at the time about revolutionary programming language change, you know. Object orientation would make everything wonderful. Everything would be 10 times quicker and more beautiful. You know, we would develop so amazingly rapidly. Software would become easy to read, easy to handle. It was absolutely amazing. And Philippe told so many people this. You even get the New York Times explaining, you know, this radical new innovation. You know, so here are some great quotes from him. Creating the initial objects is difficult, especially for programmers. So, you know, you can see some of the Pascal programmers that came into OpenOffice in the time, or StarOffice, and did the one big class approach, you know? Yeah, sure, it's object-oriented, why not? One class with 1,000 methods that does everything. But ultimately, the payoff will be faster, less costly development of new programs and updates. Wonderful. Mr. Gates has an interesting quote in the same article. If it's so great, why are their products so late? And I think that's a really great question. Careful of panaceas. Anyway, back at this time, Marco is I guess, in this era of excitement around object-oriented programming. And so he creates a visual class libraries, a new way of creating toolkits that will make applications trivial to write. He tries to sell this toolkit, but the demo apps, it turns out, are the thing that most interests people. And he creates these office apps. And actually, in the end, he then ends up refactoring and creating these Office Productivity Suite out of his Visual Class Library project, which is brilliant. I think these days they call this a pivot. You know, there's a posh term for it, but absolutely brilliant. So he went back to the Office business. He created StarOffice 3, which completely rewrote this. So it even ran on OS 2, which is fantastic, and Spark, and yeah, directly competed with Windows and Office 95, as it were. And this is the code we're built on today. It's still the skeleton of that, some of that design. And why is that interesting? Well, it turns out that object orientation is not a panacea, And it's a different way of arranging your code and your data, and that's good. You know, there are many benefits to it. But the problem is, when you sit down and you design your object hierarchy,